It is Sunday, June 29th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Karnatz.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I love Zach Stoltz.
Yeah.
What a great actor. And he had me when I first met him at Arts Live Theater when he said, oh, I read the newspaper every day. God love you, kid. What a great guy. He's around for the summer, as is Haley Zaga and some of their other friends, and they have decided to start a theater company to keep them busy.
With a very unique name.
Crude Mechanicals. Mm-hmm. And the first show they're doing is Romeo and Juliet. They've squished it a little, because nobody wants to sit out at Gully Park for 3 hours. But they promise that it's true to Shakespeare. Okay, well, maybe you do. Kyle's going, why not? Why would you not want to do that?
Let's say not everybody wants to sit in Gully Park.
Well, I said that.
Okay.
But they're doing this at Gully Park through July 9th. First show is tonight, and it will be way fun. They say that the fun element is key to the story.
Okay.
This is not something I've thought about with Romeo and Juliet, but
no,
if you think about it.
Murder and mayhem.
But there's a lot of fun, too.
Okay.
You know, the nurse is a fun character.
True.
In some ways, Tybalt is even kind of a fun character. Mercutio is certainly a fun character. And, of course, there's plenty of tragedy. So it will be Romeo and Juliet.
I have a question. I'll digress here.
Imagine him digressing. Can you imagine that, Christina?
No.
Okay. Never happens. Do you think anybody will see these performances and be surprised by the ending? I've often wondered that. Does anybody ever see Romeo and Juliet anymore?
Surely.
You think?
I mean, I think so.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Particularly if they draw in young people
sure.
their age.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure, it's possible
okay.
that they don't know the story.
Okay.
I remember thinking, oh, the most romantic thing in the world would be to die in my lover's arms. And then I grew up. But they're still young enough,
right.
they might believe that.
Okay,
7 o'clock tonight at Gully Park Gazebo in Fayetteville. Again, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and July 8th and 9th. It's all free, and you can find them on Facebook at the Crude Mechanicals. Also this afternoon, the Mountain Street stage at the Fayetteville Public Library.
One of your favorite things.
One of my favorite things was Snake Eyes and the Bug Band.
They were in the Furman Garner a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Performance studio here at KUAF. A lot of fun.
If you have not been to this.
And we're going to hear more from that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have not been to this at the library, why? That's all I have. Sidewalk Sunday at the Walmart Museum in Bentonville from 2 to 5. Today they're doing science experiments, mazes, and adventures. There is, of course, opera in the Ozarks at 4 o'clock today at Air Dart Center in Bentonville.
You're going Monday, right?
I'm going, yeah, tomorrow to see Into the Woods.
Oh, I love that show.
I used to go as a child.
Uh-huh.
My father used to take me to opera, and then up until, I hadn't been in probably 15 years until a couple of years ago.
Oh, absolutely
and
love
I've
Into
been
the
going,
Woods. Do you know that show, Will?
No.
Oh, you'll love it. It has a cow.
I like cows.
Yeah, it's
They're cute.
Good.
They're cute.
Today is Puccini, by the way. And today is also Film Sunday at Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville. Gertrude Stein, When This You See, Remember Me. That's at 6:30, and it is free with online registration at crystalbridges.org. And again, if you're looking for fireworks, check Friday's What's Up. We had a whole list.
Just about everything you mentioned today, with the exception of Opera in the Ozarks, absolutely free, right?
And it's only $20.
Yeah, all right.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.